Okay, so it appears that Audioboo has a time limit of 5 minutes, which I didn't know. And apparently, the last Audioboo that I just recorded went over 5 minutes and lost the end. Which is great. I'm having a hugely successful day with this thing. I should probably read the manual at some point, but there's no fun in reading the manual. Right, so Lord Mayor's Pageant. Pretty much the same as every year. Except this year it was grey and overcast and dull skies, and it was raining, and it was the pathetic rain. It wasn't fun rain that kind of made people happy. You can get that kind of thing. It was the really miserable, cold, drab, depressing British rain. Just stupid stuff. So I was really hoping for dramatic shots so that, people soaked and torrential rain falling and sort of Sin City style rain, but we didn't get that, so we kind of just used zoom lenses to try and crop out the sky and everything, and hopefully that'll be fine. I was using a setup of a Canon 10D. All the Nikon owners out there will probably be scowling at me. But I was also using my Nikon, so all the Canon users out there are equally scowling. You've probably got a Pentax user out there going, ha ha, because that's the kind of thing they'd do. But it works. I should really get like a D90 and a Sigma 70-200. That would be a better setup than swapping between, well, I can't swap between the Nikon and the Canon. Obviously, they can't share lenses, but swapping between the two interfaces is sometimes a little unusual. Plus the D90 is going to be a better camera than a very old 10D. And then I could play around with video. God knows what I'd video, but I could play around with it. I could do videos of. Yep, not a clue. I could still video it though. So in other news, I'm still working on the stock library. God, I really hope this thing is actually recording because I can't be bothered doing it a fourth time. I'm building a stock library with a photo shelter. It's going well. It's just very dull, putting in keywords, putting in location information for every shot. You can obviously sync metadata between shots, but it's still time consuming. I've got a batch of about 5,000 to work through, kind of doing 1,000 a day, getting them online. Then I can eventually launch that, and hopefully it'll bring in some sales and just make it easier as well for hosting clients' work. And the third thing really is that the HDR book, HDR Workshop by me, obviously, and a guy in America called Robert Correll. It's come out in America. Oddly though, Amazon still say the launch date is Tuesday, despite selling copies. I'm not sure what they're up to, but it's out. Seems to be doing well. It's in the top 10,000 books, so that's a good thing. It bounces around all over the place in ratings and things, but it looks like it's doing well. I've got a lot of promotion work to do for that. I've got to redo the HDR guide because that's 3 years old. The photos are for like the old version of Photomatix. Need to update all the screenshots and put in some new photos, and get some publicity for that. Get on Dig and forums and everything like that. Promote it a bit and basically just tell the world that the book is out there and that people should buy it. Comes out in the UK on the 19th of June. It could come out earlier because Amazon seems to like to do that. But yeah, it'll be out in the UK soon, a couple of weeks. And I hope everyone enjoys it and finds it useful. Taking a different approach to other HDR books, instead of spending the entire book discussing HDR technology, we basically say there's a problem, HDR can solve it for you. You'll need this gear, and you do a HDR photo through this piece of software, and then we go off and explain, kind of give it examples of like landscapes and streets and portraits and everything. And my time is up, so yeah, bye.